Hey, I'm John, and this is your open source news Elements, sponsored by Element.fm. Get unlimited podcast hosting for just $5 at Element.fm. Now to the news. Let's kick things off with a look at the exciting world of open source programming, as Adafruit gears up for CircuitPython Day on the 15th of August, 2025. They're calling it the snakiest day of the year. A colorful nod to the programming language and the vibrant community that's sprung up around it. This annual celebration isn't just about fun. It's about encouraging education and engagement with technology. Whether you're a veteran developer or a curious beginner, Adafruit's pulling out all the stops with workshops, live streams, coding challenges, and community showcases broadcast to a global audience. In a world where technology can sometimes feel overwhelming, these events make coding approachable and social. It's what keeps innovation bubbling away at the grassroots level. Beyond the fun and games, CircuitPython Day is also a reminder that the best tech communities thrive not just on code but on collaboration, mentorship, and inclusivity. Now, moving on to legal and digital rights news. The Wikimedia Foundation has just lost a court case challenging the UK's Online Safety Act. This act imposes strict regulatory requirements on online platforms, including Wikipedia, demanding more responsibility for user-generated content. While the intention is to bolster online safety, questions loom large about its impact on free speech and access to information. The Wikimedia Foundation argues that the measures could force platforms to over-censor content or withdraw vital services for certain audiences. This case has reignited the ongoing debate between regulating harmful material and preserving the open, collaborative spirit that made the internet what it is today. As oversight tightens, digital rights advocates are calling for more nuanced solutions that balance safety and expression, insisting that open knowledge should not come at the cost of free discourse. Switching gears to the cloud, the Cloud Native Computing Foundation has been hard at work, greenlighting new sandbox projects that reflect the evolving needs of cloud-native infrastructure. Among them are Ratify, a tool aimed at beefing up software supply chain security, and Cartography, which focuses on mapping and managing complex infrastructure. These additions aren't just for the sake of novelty. They respond to real emerging threats and opportunities, particularly as cloud-based systems blend with AI and machine learning. There's a strong push towards enhancing not just security, but also operational efficiency, making it easier for organizations to innovate without exposing themselves to unnecessary risk. The pace of change in cloud-native tech is brisk, and every new tool in the CNCF's arsenal helps teams stay ahead of the curve in a highly competitive field. Next up, let's talk about processor powerhouses. AMD's EPYC4545P has hit the scene with a strong combination of beefed-up performance and improved energy efficiency. The chip isn't just a marginal update, it's a significant leap forward, serving the dual needs of computational muscle and environmental responsibility. As data centers grapple with skyrocketing demand and rising power costs, these advances are hitting the right spot. The EPYC4545P is a direct response to the industry's call for hardware that can deliver next-gen workloads while minimizing carbon footprint. It's no surprise that processors like this are quickly becoming the gold standard in both traditional enterprise and high-performance cloud computing infrastructure. Meanwhile, Linux users have something to cheer about, as the next major kernel release features key enhancements for performance and hardware compatibility. Updates include smarter, cache-aware scheduling for better CPU performance, revamped NFS operations for smoother network file access, and improved idle drivers for hybrid CPUs. These changes promise a snappier, more efficient experience across everything from everyday laptops to powerhouse servers, no matter what you throw at your machine. The kernel continues to adapt to the latest hardware trends, ensuring that Linux remains a robust, future-ready operating system. Every tweak and patch is a testament to the dedication of an open-source community that's never content to rest on its laurels, especially as computing needs grow ever more complex. The tech industry is not just about shiny new chips and code, though. There are real-world challenges facing major players like Beyond Meat, whose journey in the plant-based food sector is hitting some roadblocks. Over the past year, they've faced declining demand for plant-based proteins, as more consumers shift their attention to less processed and potentially healthier alternatives. Financial pressures have forced the company to restructure, streamline their product offerings, and rethink their strategy. It's a classic reminder that even in fast-moving markets, changing consumer sentiment can spell trouble for companies that don't adapt quickly enough. For Beyond Meat, the challenge is not just survival, but evolving to meet new expectations, balancing taste, nutrition, and environmental sustainability. That brings us to a pressing issue in education. The rising use of surveillance technologies in schools, including automatic license plate readers, or ALPRs. The idea is to bolster campus security by logging vehicles that enter and exit school grounds, promising a proactive approach to potential threats. But while the intent is to increase safety, there's a fair bit of backlash, with many arguing these systems are a privacy minefield. Detractors warn that broad surveillance can create an atmosphere of distrust and encroach on civil liberties, especially if data isn't handled transparently. Ultimately, experts are urging schools to strike a balance, using technology to complement, rather than replace, community-driven approaches to safety and well-being. On the software front, the Python Software Foundation has taken a proactive stance against a nagging issue known as phantom dependencies. These hidden or undeclared code dependencies can cause all sorts of drama, from broken builds to unforeseen security vulnerabilities. By improving package metadata standards and tooling, the foundation's making it easier for developers to keep their projects shipshape and safe from prying eyes. It's just one example of how open source communities stay agile, tackling threats before they grow into major headaches for users and maintainers alike. Meanwhile, FFmpeg, the open source multimedia powerhouse, has rolled out some headline-grabbing updates this year. Of particular note is brand new support for hardware decoding of Apple ProRes RAW footage, making video editing and production smoother than ever on compatible gear. This follows on the heels of the FFv1 Vulkan decoder and expanded codec support for AV1 and VP9, bringing a serious boost to the open source media landscape. Better encoding and decoding means creators, editors, and streamers can deliver top quality media without breaking the bank or their gear with proprietary solutions. As always, FFmpeg's updates ripple out to dozens of other projects, amplifying their impact right across the ecosystem. Let's shift gears towards cybersecurity, where a massive threat has emerged in the form of a cybercriminal syndicate that's being called Greedy Bear by threat researchers. This group's latest campaign involved over 150 malicious Firefox extensions, each leveraging AI-generated code to outfox traditional security tools. The scale is staggering. Over $1 million has been siphoned from unsuspecting users, as the extensions quietly pilfer credentials, financial data, and more. The case underlines just how quickly the boundaries of cybercrime are expanding, especially with bad actors embracing the same AI tech that powers legitimate innovation. Security specialists are ramping up their call for smarter, AI-driven defenses and public awareness campaigns to help everyday users dodge these increasingly sophisticated attacks. As we continue to rely more on browser extensions and digital services, the need for vigilance and resilient cybersecurity grows more urgent by the day. Not all tech headlines are doom and gloom, though. There's cause for optimism in how emerging technologies are being deployed to tackle pressing global issues, such as wildfires. In a groundbreaking field test, an autonomous Black Hawk helicopter, drawing on Lockheed Martin's advanced AI, was used in firefighting for the first time. The chopper can independently assess fire conditions, plot routes, and work alongside other drones to coordinate complex suppression strategies in real time. This marks a massive step forward, as climate change fuels longer and harsher fire seasons, not just across Australia, but globally. By merging robotics and artificial intelligence, engineers are building autonomous tools that could mean safer, more effective firefighting in extreme conditions. It's proof that innovation isn't just about convenience or profit, it can have real, measurable impact on protecting communities and the environment. While we're talking about the frontiers of tech, let's peek into space, where the notion of interstellar exploration is gaining traction thanks to new ideas about tiny, laser-propelled spacecraft. Astrophysicist Cosimo Bambi has suggested that, with enough technical breakthroughs, we might use swarms of these agile probes to explore phenomena like black holes up close. The concept involves launching miniaturized spacecraft at enormous speeds, using powerful lasers, reducing journey times, and opening up regions of space long thought out of reach. While the challenges, like managing extreme environments and vast distances, are immense, the idea could be reality within the next few decades, if research keeps its pace. It's wild to think that technological leaps made today could put us on the verge of observing black holes directly, deepening our understanding of the cosmos. Wrapping up, these trends show just how dynamic and interconnected the technology industry really is, from community-driven software to cutting-edge AI, security, and space exploration. The pace of advancement means organizations and individuals alike need to be more strategic and more resilient than ever before, whether it's harnessing new hardware for sustainability, pressing for balanced digital rights, fending off cybercrime, or dreaming up brave new adventures in science. Staying informed is half the battle. As always, thanks for sticking with me for the latest in open source, hardware, regulation, and everything in between, because the future truly belongs to those paying attention now. Thanks for listening.